there, and welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. I'm Debbie Giorgiani, and this is your show. This is where we discuss those very interesting topics where we can learn and grow together, and you can call in and share your experience of things, and you're helping other souls today. So I'm going to ask the question, and I need you to weigh in on it. We have Matt Kabinski at the phones. We have our producer, Michael McCall, at the controls, and I believe it's Rich Jesse and social media, but we'll double check on that, and we have it all ready to go. The show team's in place. Now we wait for you. So here's the question, and don't hesitate. Please answer. Do you feel life is unfair at times? Do you feel that life is unfair at times? That's the question I'm asking today. 833-288-EWTN. Now, come on. I really need you to fess up and be totally honest about this topic, okay? We all see what's going on in the world. You know, you have friends, you have family members, your neighbors, other people, and you kind of take notice of their lives, and then you're looking at yourself and you're going, this is just not fair. You know, I'm doing all the right things. I'm going to church, I'm praying, I believe in God. I even go out there and I do some ministry work. It's just not fair. Why is it that that person seems to be winning the lottery every single weekend and I'm over here struggling? Do you ever feel like life is unfair at times? Let's talk about it. You'll see where we're going with this. You got to trust me. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986 is the number to call. And this is your show where we, the laity, come together. And we share our experience of life together. And then we grow. We're a little bit changed by the end of this hour. Hopefully, we're a little bit closer to God. And yes, I just got confirmation. It is Rich on social media. So please leave your comments there if you feel life can be unfair at times. Maybe you feel like life is just incredible. Everything is going just spectacular for you, and you're amazed at how well you have gotten through life, and you really haven't had any issues, and you never really had an illness or anything like that, and really not much loss. Some people have gone through life and they haven't even experienced much loss. Maybe that's you. We want to talk about it from all angles. Remember, we cover everything here, from the good, the bad, the ugly, and everything in between. That's how Take Two rolls. So if you sit this out, you're going to miss an opportunity to really participate in how the mystical body of Christ works. You know how I'm big on that, and I'll be sharing that till the day I die about how we need to learn how we are the mystical body of Christ, and the sooner we realize that when we participate, we help other souls get to heaven, and we build up the body of Christ, we heal the body of Christ. You don't want to destroy the body of Christ, and when we sin, what do? We're destroying the body of Christ. We're breaking that friendship with God. We are breaking the body of Christ, and that's very dangerous. We want to build the body of Christ, heal the body of Christ, mend the body of Christ, okay? And we can walk together with our wisdom, our knowledge, our understanding of all that life throws at us. So please weigh in on this. You don't have to be Catholic to call in. If you're listening right now, you are part of the Take Two family. We're very friendly. In fact, Matt Kabinski is wonderful to talk to. And so you'll call up, you'll speak with him for a few minutes, he'll put you on hold, you'll get to listen live, and you'll slip right into the discussion. We love first-time callers. Tell us that you're a first-time caller. Tell us that this is the first time you've ever been listening to Take Two, and you didn't realize there was a call-in show for all of us lay folk to come together and speak. This is huge. This platform is a precious platform for us, the laity, so let's use it wisely. Do you feel that life is unfair at times? I do. I really do. Sometimes I look at people's, you know, I'm in life coaching, and I hear people's stories, and sometimes I'm like, wow, Lord, you know, this person is trying so hard, and they're getting all these things thrown at them. No, not just one cancer, but two cancers and three cancers, and they lose their spouse, and then they lose a child, and then it goes on and on, and I'm like, this is kind of unfair. It's pretty normal to think that sometimes. So I really want to hear from you. So think about it for a second. If you don't want to give your real first name, that's okay. I understand that. We don't really take anonymous here. We never have in almost 10 years because we just feel that that's not really, you know, we're trying to be a family, and you wouldn't call a family member anonymous, right? So use your confirmation name or a name that you always wish that your parents had given you. And we all have that as kids. Remember, we used to watch the Brady Bunch, and somebody wanted to be Marcia, somebody wanted to be Jan, somebody wanted to be Cindy. Okay, somebody wanted to be Greg and Peter. Okay, you get it. So just use a name that you have always liked, and then this way you can keep certain details of your life private. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Do you feel that life is unfair at times? That's the question I'm asking today, and I really need you to weigh in on it. By the way, the saint of the day is Saint Agnes of Assisi. Great story. You should really read about her life. I think it's fabulous. I think all the saints have such incredible lives, but we can learn, and especially in this day and age, we can apply it to our own lives of things we're going through. By the way, if you don't have time to pick up the phone and speak to Matt Gabinsky and help us out here, then you can always text us. It's pretty cool. You text the letters EWTN to 58177. You wait for our response. Then you text us your first name and your comment or question. Just know that message and data rates may apply. So just know that. But I'd really love to hear from you, because remember, I could talk for the whole entire hour. I really can. Honestly, I really can. But I don't want to. I really want to hear from you because you make Take Two as wonderful as it is. You take it to the greatest heights, and it's incredible what you can do with your one call. And we know, Michael and I know this, Matt has seen it, our call screener, Rich Jesse has seen it. We hear the comments. People's lives are being changed, listening to somebody else. So you are ministering today, right now, when you make that phone call to Take Two, and you share your take on this with the world. Okay, and please, you do not have to be Catholic to call in. Please, you're welcome. I want you to know that you're part of the family. 833-288-EWTN. Do you think life is unfair at times? Not all the time, at times, you know, certain times. 833-288-3986. I'll share a story about that's very close to my family. It's my brother-in-law's story. And it's Marty's brother. And I do feel that was a moment that I did look up to heaven and say, boy, this is so unfair. So let's talk about it. Do you feel life is unfair at times? 833-288-3986. I expect your call. Come on, Take Two family. Let's go. Well, I'll be right back. Okay, I'm asking the question today, do you feel life is unfair at times? And I'm going to share some stories, and just one that I recently heard about a gentleman who lost his father. And he was feeling that life was unfair at times, and at that moment when he lost his father. And his grief turned into anger. And that can happen. That can definitely happen. And people can get angry at God. And that happens. And people walk away from God, because they feel that that grief, that pain, that sorrow, that loss turns into anger. If it stays there, if you don't process through the grief, then you can actually turn on God. And have you ever seen that happen? I have, many times. In religious education, people would come in, they would drop their kids off for religious education, and we would say, are you going to stay for the parent orientation? Nope, not staying, leaving my kids off. I don't want any part of this. We're like, what? You don't want any part of this? What do you mean? And they would tell the story of some tragic situation that happened in their life, or extreme loss, and they turned their back on God. They said, if God really loved me, he wouldn't have done this. And that's what they usually say, but it takes a while for people to process through and to come back. So if people stay in that grief or anger or any of the phases without processing through, it can turn to that. And that actually happened with my mother and father-in-law, and I'll share that in a moment. But let me give the number again, 833-288-3986 is the number to call. Do you feel life is unfair at times? I want to highlight this book, Stand Firm, Be Strong. Okay, we've got Advent and Christmas coming up. This is fabulous. And we had Father Wade Menezes as a guest on The Spirit World, the show that I do, that I host on Saturdays with Adam Bly. He was phenomenal. And he wrote this new book. It's called Stand Firm, Be Strong, A Men's Catholic Daily Devotional of Scripture and Saints by Father Wade Menezes. He's a popular speaker and author. Father Wade Menezes of the Fathers of Mercy has a new book, Stand Firm, Be Strong, A Men's Catholic Daily Devotional of Scripture and Saints, that offer rich, practical daily reflections for men of every vocation. Included are daily reflections that comprise both scripture and saints' quotes, along with a relevant meditation meant to jumpstart and strengthen a man's spiritual life over the course of 6 months. I love this. That puts you right in a good position for after Easter. I love that. In these pages, so if you buy it for Christmas, I think it'd be great. In fact, I bought it for my husband for Christmas, but don't anybody tell him. Okay, in these pages, Father Wade offers achievable resolutions and prudent advice on attaining your goals in everyday living. And then there's so much more, but I want to get to the phones here. But here's what you want to do. Trust me on this one. This is a great one. This daily spiritual manual will help you grow in knowledge of your faith and grow and gain strength for the spiritual battle to more fully become the man you were created and called to be. It's available now at EWTNRC.com. Free standard shipping. Online orders, $75 or more. Standard shipping is for the continental U.S. only. Use code FREE at checkout. Okay, I want to get to the phones because this is a very important topic. That's a great book, though. So, you know, Christmas is right around the corner. I highly recommend it. Stacy's up first from Foley, Alabama on Sirius XM 130. Stacy has a praise report, I understand. Hi, Stacy. Welcome to the program.
Hi. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much.
So, yes, I have a praise report, and I also have an answer to your question, but I called about 4 months ago. I'm from Foley, Alabama, and I'm a Protestant. I've been Protestant all my life. I'm 54, and never interested in the Catholic Church, but through my grown son, we were looking into Greek Orthodoxy. We just felt a need to just to look for something that we were missing. So we started going in that direction, and I called and talked to you, and because I was worried that I was going to make the wrong decision. I didn't know what to do. I was just on a journey, and I was nervous, and you encouraged me, and you, of course, said that the Catholic Church was the one true church, but you encouraged me to go to Catholic Answers and just different things, and I didn't really know where I would end up. Mm-hmm. But 4 months later, this past Sunday, my husband and myself and my grown son all got confirmed in the Catholic Church and took our very first communion.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. And Stacy, I do remember you because I'm actually looking at the book right now, and I push back the pages and you're right there. And so, yes, we have been praying. Wow.
It was fabulous.
You're in the Catholic Church.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
And my husband's schedule and my son's schedule kept them from being, because they don't work from home. They work out of state predominantly, and it was very difficult to go to RCIA classes that started last week and, you know, get confirmed at Easter. So Father Zogby said he wanted to pray. You know, he didn't want to stand in the way of the Holy Spirit. And then the next Sunday he said, I want to take you guys on personally. So we met with Father Zogby every week for like 3 months, and we got confirmed this past Sunday. But my daughter and myself are going, have started RCIA classes, which started last week.
Wow. Wow. Oh, my goodness. Praise be to God. Welcome home. Welcome home.
Yes, thank you.
This is amazing.
And the crazy, one of the other crazy things was, is trying to pick your saint. It is very difficult, especially if you're someone like me who doesn't want to just pencil whip it. I really wanted to connect, and I found the website that had like every saint listed, and I started just reading. I was looking for a first and second century saint, and it was crazy, and I found it. It's like, it was so easy. I connected so intensely with her, and I was like, okay, thank you, God. That was amazing. So it's been wonderful.
Oh, my goodness. Can you share with us the saint you picked?
It's Saint Isadora the Simple.
Nice.
And she was amazing. Her story, she wore a dish rag on her head. She didn't want any praise. She just longed for the grace of God to have that intense grace. And her story, it's too long to tell, but it brought me to tears. And I just, through hardships in my early years of life and just everything, I just bonded with her almost instantly. Mm-hmm. And so I want to emulate her and the grace that she has. It's just a fabulous story about her.
So that is amazing. Okay, so now real quickly, help me out with this. So Father worked with you privately to make sure that your family could attend. And then you said confirmed. So have you received First Communion yet?
It was this Sunday. Yes, confirmed.
Okay.
After the homily. Mm-hmm. And then we went back to our pews, and then when we all came up for communion, it was our first communion.
Wow.
Yes, my sponsors.
Wow. What did that feel like, Stacey?
Pure freedom, just like a newness. Yeah. I can't explain it. It's like I'm not who I was. Mm-hmm. I'm like instantaneously
You're a new creation.
Different.
You're a new creation. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Wow. So go ahead.
Go ahead. And your question, excuse me, your question of do you feel like God has ever been unfair or life's ever been unfair, excuse me. And I've gone through cancer. I had a 13-year-old son that went through leukemia. It's just been a lot. So everybody has hardships. But for me, I don't ever feel like life was unfair. I feel like from such a young girl, I do not have a father. And so I feel like I've never not known God or Jesus. And I've had so many things happen in life, but I've never been mad at God. I've never thought life was unfair because I've always had that faith that he was going to take care of it. And if that meant that I lost my son to leukemia, which I didn't, that I accepted it, that was God's will, that my son would receive his healing in heaven.
Wow.
I don't know why I've always felt that way, but I've never been mm-hmm. mad or felt like life was unfair.
Sure. Well, that's a beautiful disposition to have when you're going through a difficult situation. And I'm glad your son pulled through. So it sounds like he's doing great, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Good. Okay, so Stacey, so you're in, it used to be called RCIA, it's OCIA now, but I don't know what your parish, if they changed the name yet, but you're going through formation classes, so that's phenomenal. Would you check in with us and let us know what you're learning, if there's anything that's, you know, something new to you that you'd like to maybe weigh in on? We'd love to journey with you. We want to, I mean, you should see the direct messages that are coming in saying, praise be to God, Stacey's home, everybody's welcoming you, so...
Thank you so much.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing. We're trying to hold it together, but there's a lot of tears of joy right now. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for following up with the praise report, because, you know, we keep these books and these prayers going round the clock, and I'll tell you, it can get tough at times. You know, you got a lot of people throwing in, you know, five and six things they're praying for, and it's so wonderful to hear these amazing, miraculous praise reports, because it keeps us going. So thank you.
You're very welcome. Be blessed, and I will touch base.
Okay, sounds great. Thank you. Have a beautiful rest of your day. Wow, praise be to God. Is that an amazing story? Let's hear what Lydia has to say from Greenville, Texas, on Guadalupe Radio Network. We're talking about, is life unfair at times? Please call in while you're listening to Lydia. You just heard Stacey. Maybe you want to welcome Stacey home. You can call in 833-288-3986. But hello, Lydia. Welcome to the program.
Hello.
Go right ahead.
I lost my 18-year-old son to, similar to the last caller, leukemia just recently. He died on All Souls Day. But his story is reaching more people. And is it unfair in some ways? Yes. But at the same time, he's sharing his story about how he loved God mm-hmm. in more ways through his death than he could have being alive. And he was a champion for the unborn and created a pro-life club at his school with Students for Life, and then he also was very active in the wanted people to vote and share their voice mm-hmm. in that way. Mm-hmm. And there was also a new story done on that that reached a lot of people also.
Right, right. Okay, before you continue, if you can give us a little bit of information because we want to pray, do you feel comfortable giving us your son's first name? And you have your radio on in the background, so you're going to hear me twice. But do you feel comfortable? If you don't, God knows who your son is. The Take Two family always prays specifically.
His name is Thomas.
Thomas, okay. And Lydia, this just happened on All Souls Day, so it's so recent. Yep. It's so recent for you. So this is very hard for you to even make this call, because to talk about it, you can hear that it's so deep, but it's right there on the surface. So Thomas, did he go by Thomas, or did you call him Tommy, or did you call him Tom?
He went by Tommy,
okay. Have you read and really gotten deep into the story of Blessed Carlo Acutis?
I believe I've heard of him.
Okay. This is so new, what's happened to you, and it's so new with your precious son. By the way, do you have other children, or was Tommy your only son?
Tommy was the oldest of nine.
The oldest. Oh, okay. Okay. Was he considering the priesthood?
I don't believe so. He was planning on going into cybersecurity. He was in his first semester of college.
Okay. Well, Blessed Carlo Acutis died at 15 from a rare form of leukemia. The reason why I'm sharing this is because I don't believe there's any accident to your call or to your story. We're very close to Blessed Carlo here at Take Two. In fact, we interviewed his mother a few years back. You can pick up the archive show. All you have to do is look up Blessed Carlo Acutis, Take Two, Antonia Salzano. She wrote a book. She wrote a book called My Son Carlo. The reason why I'm bringing this up is because not only are we going to pray for you and your family during this most difficult time, you know, parents should never, ever have to bury their children. And it's not normal. It doesn't feel right for parents to do that. And that's why the pain, the grief, the level of the loss is so, so incredibly deep. And so we're going to pray in that area to that you continue to see your beautiful son's life being out there in the world, and his legacy and what he's able to do with his life, and then continue to do for all of us as we ask for his intercession, right? Because we believe we pray that he's on the road to heaven or in heaven. Okay, so we know that, but there's comfort in knowing that others have experience that same intense loss. And Antonia Salzano, the mother of Blessed Carlo Acutis, she was devastated. It was her only son. She didn't even know if she was going to go on to have more children. It was her only child at 15 that died. And so I would just encourage you, and I really mean this, if you can go on not now, because you're going through so much right now, and all you need right now is comfort, prayers, and support through this difficult time. But after, in a couple months, maybe go on to the official website from Italy. She actually answers people's messages. And I would write to her and ask if you can speak to her, from a mother to a mother who have lost children to leukemia at a very young age. I think her insight, her inspiration, and her understanding of losing a child could really and truly help you just take your son's life to the next level, because I believe that I believe there's a lot of change happening in the world spiritually, and a lot of these young men are a part of it. So, you know, actually, Lydia, I don't want to let you go because I hear the break. Just hang on. I just want to make sure you're okay. So hang on. We'll take that break and come right back. I'm I'm asking the question today, do you feel life is unfair at times? The number to dial is 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. I didn't want to let Lydia go yet from Texas. Her son just passed away earlier this month. And Lydia, while we were on break, we just got flooded with Take Two family members praying for you, your whole entire family. For your son, and it's just amazing how the Take Two family jumps into action for prayer. But that, I mean, my heart breaks for you. But I just wanted to share with you the story of Carlo Acutis, because I think there's some connection between your son and him. I just feel it, and I've heard this now many times. I can't even begin to tell you. In fact, your son's story is about the third one I've heard since I became close to Blessed Carlo Acutis. So I just encourage you down the road, maybe look into it. I wanted you to have the final comments. I didn't want to let you go until I made sure you were okay.
You're still
okay. I'm sorry. One more time.
I said I'm here still.
Okay. Okay. Did you want to talk anymore and make sure, is there anything else we can do? But I mean, what else, you know, and that's the thing. What can we possibly do to make this better for you?
I don't know the answer to that.
Right. So prayers, that's why we go to prayer. We have to. We have to ask the angels to help. We have to ask all of heaven to help. Because how do you feel? There's no way to feel like better inside. This is your child, and you wanted to see your child grow up. You wanted that. But I can assure you of one thing, with the way you spoke about your son, he's alive now more in Christ than ever. I know you probably don't want to hear that right now because you want him with you and you're his mother. I get it. But he's alive now more than ever. And actually, in the book that I'm sharing with you, Blessed Carlo came back and told his mother that. He said, don't cry for me anymore, Mom. I'm way better and in a better place and doing much more bigger work than I could have ever done on earth. And he did a lot of work on earth. So I just wanted to kind of give you that little sense of maybe a glimmer of hope that God has a plan. I know it's sometimes the plan is so, it's so strange. We can't figure it out, and it's so painful. But God does have a plan, and we want to be part of what you're going through right now. And if there's anything you plan on doing in the future with, you know, your son's legacy and memory, please let us know.
I would say one of the things I've tried to do is get someone that was at his college to. He was trying to start the pro-life group. A Students for Life group at his college campus because he had started one at his high school.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to find someone that is willing to start that at his college campus and continue that on.
Yeah. Have you made any connections there?
There's a few members from our church that go there that I'm checking with. Beyond that, I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, you know what, though? If that's on your heart and that's an inspiration for you to move with it, don't take no for an answer. If anybody, you know, anybody puts up any roadblocks or kind of, you know, they're busy doing other things. I know the holidays are coming up. You feel free to keep pushing it. You should do that. If that's what you feel is God's calling you to have that continue on, then somebody, and that's what we will pray for. Now you gave us something specific we can pray for that people step up and help you continue this. Okay. Would you please keep in touch with us? And Lydia, I mean this sincerely. I did a grief and support and death and dying projects for years. If you need anything from me, please just email. I'm an email away. I will call you right away. Please, I mean that sincerely. It's at take2@ewtn.com. The email comes right to me and Michael. Michael's our producer. He'll get it right to me, and I'll be there morning, noon, and night for you if you hit any low moments. Okay, Lydia.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. The prayers are heading to heaven right now. I mean, you wouldn't, if you could see what I see right now of the Take Two family surrounding you with love and support during this difficult time, and for your whole entire family. Lydia, stay strong. We've got you covered in prayer, and we'll be in touch. Okay. And sounds All like right, you might be you. In the car, so drive safely. Okay. Okay. Thank you. Okay, we're going to move to Lewis. I know everybody's is very emotional right now, and I understand it. We are, because this is very, very painful, but this is the kind of topics we cover here. Lewis is from Worcester, Massachusetts, listening on the Station of the Cross. Lewis, thank you so much for waiting, and welcome.
Hello. I thank you very much for taking my call. I really appreciate it. Well, I had a friend. His name was Fran Scarborough. He was a very good Catholic. He made a lot of retreats with me, and he attended church frequently and went to Mass frequently.
Mm-hmm.
Well, his 19-year-old or 20-year-old daughter got her first teaching job in this area, and she was a Spanish teacher, the first job. After a few months of teaching, she developed bone cancer.
Mm.
And then a few months later on, she passed away from it. That was his first big loss. The next big loss, he lost his job in the community. He had a very good job, but he lost it.
Mm.
And the next thing, he had two nice houses down the Cape Cod, and a hurricane came up the coast and swept them away. That was his third big loss.
Right.
Then he got another job in Clinton, Massachusetts, Nipro Company. He was very happy to go back to work. He had gone to Boston with his wife for a certain time that he wanted to have, and he developed a gallbladder.
Mm.
And he was supposed to get, they told him that he had an operation in Worcester, in Boston, rather, but he wanted to come back to a St. Vincent's Hospital in Worcester. He got back to a St. Vincent's Hospital in Worcester, and he died on the operating table when they did. And after this, his wife was devastated. His whole family was devastated. But he got buried in a Catholic church.
He did.
St. Stephen's Church, where he belonged, was in Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So he really went through a lot. You know, when they say when it rains, it pours, it definitely poured continuously on, it seems like, on his life. So that when you hear stories like that, but then ultimately, like you just shared, that he was buried as a Catholic, and you know, this is why we have to focus on heaven more. We don't focus on heaven enough. We hear all of these tragedies, all of this loss, all of these problems on earth, and it maybe can make us anxious and fearful, and we're like, well, I don't want to go through that. You know, I just heard what Lewis is saying about everything he went through. I don't want that to happen to me. But the ultimate thing is he got back home to God. And that's what we need to focus on. I think we don't do enough of that here. And I would encourage all the priests that are listening right now and deacons, if you get a chance to give a homily on this, I really think there should be more homilies on imagining heaven. I've said it for many, many years, but nobody seems to be listening to me. I pray that a lot of our shepherds are listening right now, because it's important that we focus on the big picture, and where we're headed is back home to God. It sounds like he went through a really rough ride here, but he landed safely in Jesus' arms. Would you say that's correct, Lewis?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And his wife died of shot a few years later on, and she got buried from the church too, St. Stephen's Church. The whole family was at St. Stephen's Church in Worcester, Massachusetts.
Right. Wow. What a story. You know, and that's the interesting thing, what you're sharing. Everybody has a very deep story. If we really peel back the layers of everybody's life, everybody's seems like almost everybody has gone through loss and tragedy and sadness, and then multiple things happening to them in a row, and people have that. Now, some people, you know, get through life and they don't seem to have that. I think that's a unique experience. I think for many of us, or for most of us, it's going to be a rocky road, but it's an adventure. And the idea is to get back home to God. Lewis, you're awesome. Thank you so much for sharing today.
Okay,
that story.
Bye, Mai.
Thank you. Bye, bye. Thank you so much. Wow, that was a great. It was a sad story, but a great story that he had a good ending and he got home to the Lord. 833-288-EWTN. 833-288-3986. Please call in. You still have time to share if you feel life was unfair or has been unfair at times. And we'll get to Gina in just a moment. I just wanted to say to Lydia, if you're listening, Lydia, the messages are just coming in like crazy. Everybody is praying. They hope you get through to that college for your son. And also, too, if you could drop us an email. I think a lot of people want to see if they can help some way to, if they know the college or something of that nature. So see how the Take-Two family comes together. Everybody wants to support your family, Lydia, during this most difficult time. So just know that please feel those prayers. And maybe you'll get confirmation today even that the prayers are being heard by heaven. 833-288-3986 is the number to call if you wanted to share, if you feel life is unfair at times. And let me just make sure, I just want to move over to social media for just a second. Let me just make sure, double check everything. Okay, good. Let's go to Gina from Houston, Texas, Sirius XM 130. I just wanted to make sure there weren't any other messages coming in for Lydia. Gina, welcome to the program. Hello, Gina.
Hello.
Hello, go right ahead. You're on the air.
In 2016, my daughter had been being treated for leukemia and finally made the decision that she was going to go home under hospice care to be with her family before she died. Mm-hmm. I called my son to let him know what was happening to his sister. And that night, my son had a heart attack.
Oh, no.
So I had two children in two different hospitals. And she came home on 2 days later. Died the next morning. He was still unconscious. And my daughter's funeral was a week later. The next 2 days later, my husband had cancer surgery for prostate cancer. My son regained consciousness. We thought he was going to be okay. A week later, he had another heart attack and died.
Oh no.
The day before he died, my daughter's mother-in-law had a heart attack. Well, she died, not a heart attack, but she had died after a long illness. So, I mean, I tried going to the funeral home for her, but so many people were coming to me, I felt like I was taking away what the family needed and had mm-hmm. to leave because it was just too much. And I, you know, it sounds terrible, but I consider this a good story because I kept doing daily meditation, but I had the question, why? You know, why God? And you would read the meditation books with the Bible references, and they would lead you to places that said if you prayed enough, you were going to get your answers. And I said, I didn't get my answers. But then one day, I got a Bible reference that gave me some peace. It's Lamentations 3:32. And it says, but though he causes grief, he will have compassion according to the abundance of his steadfast love. And that really, you know, I had been saying, I think I was living the life of Job, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But seeing that passage, and that became my daily lament, I guess, was that, mm-hmm. yes, mm-hmm. God helped us. we had the support of so many family and friends. And, you know, at first I just couldn't understand everything. But in the end, I was strong through all of this. And even started a grief ministry through our church. And I think that sometimes we don't understand why, but I have to believe that my children are in a better place.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the one that's still left here, not them.
Right, right. May I ask you a couple questions, just because it's not that we're trying to be nosy, but we just pray very specifically. Do you feel comfortable giving us your children's names? First name?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Donna mm-hmm. and David.
Donna and David. And were did you have other children?
No.
No.
Those were my two children. Mm-hmm.
So you lost your only son and daughter?
Yes.
Wow.
The ironic thing is that for our 50th anniversary, we were so happy, had a big celebration, and I stood up and I said, I thank God because he has blessed us so profoundly. Mm-hmm. Well, within weeks, my daughter was diagnosed with cancer, and by the next anniversary, I had lost my two children. I mean, it was hard to believe so much.
Right,
and
right.
Sometimes I think, you know, God just has to pull us back.
Yeah. Did they, may I ask, did they have children of their own?
Yes.
So you have
my daughter had
you have grandchildren. Okay.
She had two young teenage grandchildren,
mm-hmm.
and they are doing just fine. And my son had never had children, and a year after he died, the week of Mother's Day,
mm-hmm.
I found out that he had a daughter that he never knew about. He was in college, and when the girl got pregnant, she left him, went home without telling anyone she was pregnant. And she didn't know how to contact my son when she finally realized he needed to know that he had a daughter. And but she found us through Ancestry DNA. And she's a wonderful, beautiful person. Very, very beautiful.
Wow. You know, this sounds like almost a movie screenplay. I mean, you know, to think that, seriously, to think that after his death, you found out you had a grandchild. I mean, that is,
Yeah. That's
pretty amazing. I mean, talk about how God, you know, wanted to bring you that comfort and to know that his legacy lives on, right?
That's right. That's right, and she has two boys now.
Oh.
So he has two grandchildren,
wow.
And both little boys, and they remind me a lot of him. They don't really look like him, but they remind me, they act like him, very mm-hmm. hyper mm-hmm. little boys.
Right, right. And were you practicing Catholics, or did you, what did you practice?
Practicing Catholic,
okay.
And our children were always brought up in the church,
mm-hmm.
and my daughter was an extremely, extremely wonderful Catholic. In fact, her priest calls her his saint in heaven.
Aww.
But she was very involved in women's ministry, and they rallied around her family. They provided food continuously all the while she was in the hospital. They set up a group that went and stayed with her 24 hours a day in the hospital. I mean, it was wonderful. She has so many prayers and people that just came.
Hmm. Wow. And so it's interesting you said that, because I was going to say you do have, in my opinion, very, very powerful intercessors for you.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. You know, I just wanted to say this. If I was standing next to you, I would say, can I give you a big hug? Because you're a very strong, strong woman, very strong. And we needed to hear your story today, because I think a lot of people are hurting and they hold on so deeply to the grief and the anger and the disappointment and the loss that they miss the continuation of life and how we are meant to all, like St. Thomas Aquinas has always said, we came from God, we are meant to get back to God. And I just admire, and I just want to say your strength is incredible.
Well, God has blessed me greatly in my life, and I know that he gave me what I needed to succeed mm-hmm. and survive. And even though it was hard, don't get me wrong, it was hard, mm-hmm. but he gave me the strength that I needed. And mm-hmm. I try to use that strength to help other people who are struggling. And
wow. Well, you did. You leaned on God's word. You leaned on Lamentations. You leaned on God's word. And that's, may I ask how your husband did through all this?
Well, he and I grieved differently.
Mm-hmm.
He could not talk about it. I had to talk about it. And that was my thought, a grief support program, was
sure.
that I needed to talk. And but my husband held it in. It took him a good while before he could sit down with me and talk about what happened. He was very heartbroken. At the time my son died, he was still recovering from his surgery, and he was very weak and frail at the time, so it was extremely difficult. It was hard on him. Because he couldn't talk about it.
Right, right. Well, that's a good point. A lot of people stuff their grief, and then it comes out in other ways with illness and things. Yeah, you're spot on. Thank you so much for sharing your deep story today. I can't thank you enough. I think you helped many, many souls with what you've been through. So thank you.
Well, thank you for God, and God bless you for what you're doing.
Oh, thank you, God. Thank you. Pray for us, please. It's, you know, we believe in the power of prayer. So, and prayers are, I have your whole family in the prayer book. So just know that. Okay. Thank you. We're going to get back to the phones in just a moment. So hang on, Rita, don't go anywhere. I just wanted to share that Wacky Wednesday on Women of Grace is tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern. Sue Brinkman does a fabulous job, and I love Wacky Wednesdays. I always tune in. I think it's fabulous. You learn so much. So please, folks, check it out, 11 a.m. Eastern tomorrow. Let's get to Rita from Jackson, Nebraska on Siouxland Catholic Radio. Rita, welcome to the program.
Thank you. my husband died about 6 months ago in May, and we'd been married almost 38 years, and he had diabetes and almost every complication that you could have from diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
He lost his vision, so he was legally blind. He had a stroke in 2011 that he miraculously recovered from.
Mm-hmm.
Are you there?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. And, yeah, and then he he also, he had his kidney failed. He had a kidney transplant in 2013.
Mm-hmm.
And then developed heart and kidney failure, which eventually that's what took him. And but he, through all this, he never complained. And actually helped a lot of people with his walk through this, and volunteered at the hospital that saved his life with his stroke for about 8.5 years, and would just pray in the chapel first before he would go to wherever he was going. He called it meandering around the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes he would sit with people that never had any visitors, and would just be present. So our pastor called it a ministry of presence. There's things that he said and did I need to be sure and write down that we have for our children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren someday. So, because he really lived his faith and walked through this.
Mm-hmm.
And I miss him terribly. Sunday, we had a program through our church, and we were talking about thresholds. I would always have to walk in front of him or beside him and say, there's a threshold coming up, so mm-hmm. you need to step up, or there's this cement is going up or down, and it just kind of hit me on Sunday. Just became very, very emotional. So I just feel that he is a help for us from heaven now. And praying for our children and grandchildren. Two of them are away from the church, so we're just praying, praying for his intercession, and helping us from heaven. So. That's kind of what I wanted to say.
Well, absolutely, and thank you for sharing with us. And our hearts go out to you, and we read it real quickly. Can you give us his first name?
Jim.
Jim, okay. I wish I want to share more, but you hear the music. Rita, I put you in the family and Jim in the book. Tomorrow, when I start the show, I want to share a little bit more about life in general. So, Rita, tune in tomorrow, because what you had to share, I think, is very powerful for the sacrament of matrimony and how our memories are so very, very strong. But we should and could and will look ahead and know that we have these intercessors that are helping us get back to heaven. So thank you for sharing your story today. We appreciate it. Thank you to the show team, Matt and Michael and Rich. Thank you so much, the affiliates carrying this program. Tomorrow we're going to talk about, do we still write letters? Do you still write letters? Yes. Do you pick up those cards and write letters? That's tomorrow. Have a beautiful and blessed day. See you real soon.